Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about relationships, addictions, and much more. Also on SoundCloud, hosted by Steph and Oscar Neff. We'll be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. So today's topic is, one of my most favorite. I am loved no matter what. I am loved no matter what. So what does that truly mean? I am loved. Now, this point will drive home the truth for me. When I look in the mirror, or look in that glassy water, what looks back at me? There's only one thing that looks back at me, and that's me. When we actually feel and absorb what we're looking at, means ourselves. Do we love each other? Do we love ourselves? Or do we not? This is the choices that we make. So if we do not love ourselves, we have a very difficult time looking into the mirror and asking ourselves these questions. What do you like about me? And I'm talking about ourselves. Because oftentimes we'll look in the mirror and we'll actually smile, but in regular life, we're not smiling. And if we're smiling in life, that's fantastic. But most of the time we're looking in the mirror and we're smiling. Oh, we want to look pretty. Because if we're not, if we're very upset and angry or don't have a smile on our face, we don't like it. And why is that? Because it's very difficult to see and face those facts. The fact is that we're not happy in our lives. So how do we create this inner happiness and this inner joy, this love towards ourselves? Is replacing chasing love. We're always searching and grabbing and towards somebody else giving us love. How about reversing it and automatically giving ourselves love? Let's reverse it. Giving means receiving love from ourselves. Looking in the mirror and saying, I love you. And give us fantastic reasons. And one of those ways of doing that is look at and ask yourself, and writing these down, all the successes that you've done in your life. And if you can't think that far back, take little segments. For example, when I was 10 years old, 10 to 17, then 17 to 25. Then 25 to 35. And it depends how old you are, like self. So 35 to 50 for me. So writing down in detail, what are my successes in life? And also writing down what you like about yourself in detail. And you'll start mapping it out. And what are those successes? And what do you like about yourself? Because oftentimes it's very difficult to write down those successes and what we like about ourselves. Because oftentimes we don't. And I was one of those people that didn't like myself. Wasn't happy. I was determined to go through life as a humdrum person that always looked at the negative side of life. So I would be sitting in traffic and, oh man, this traffic sucks. And I was coming back from the United States one time. We were going for a trip. It was just a day trip. And it was on a holiday. And coming back to the American-US border, there was a long lineup. And then what I did notice was there was a road, a turnoff. I'm not sure where it went. But I would always complain, oh, they're cheating. Oh, they're avoiding the lineup. But what I didn't realize was that they had a Nexus pass, that they could take that lane because they had a special card that they registered for to take that lane. So they didn't have to sit in that long lineup. But I got upset. They're cheaters. They're going to get what's coming to them. This is the mindset of a poor me person. Because I wanted to do that. I wanted to cheat that I thought they were. But I didn't give myself permission because I wanted to receive. I'm a good guy. So how about, why don't I just go get a Nexus card and go into that lane if I want to? Or enjoy the time that you're in that lineup. Because maybe you can really, not maybe, you can learn something fantastic about who you are. The point is, who really wants to sit in traffic for an hour and a half? Nobody really wants to sit in traffic for an hour and a half. But that is a process of life that we're going through. It was my decision to go on a holiday. We didn't have to go, but that's what we wanted to do. We have to take responsibility for what actions we take. If the action is to go on a holiday, means the response is going to be there's going to be a lineup going back. But I didn't want to think that I created. Means I created that situation by making that choice to go on that day. Does that make sense to you? Because it really can really understand about that self-love. Means I make that choice of loving myself or not. I make that choice about looking in the mirror and asking myself these questions. I make those choices of blaming others and then I receiving negative thoughts and feelings and actions from other people. What we create within ourselves creates our world. So what we create inside creates our world. And when I really started to understand these processes, I started to create this smile on my face on a continuous basis. Now I notice, and I still get those moments of unclarity. This thought will come into my head, and then I'll look and I'll be doing this not nice smile. I'm fake smiling it because I want to create positive energy, but that's a fake positive energy. So then I look at myself and I ask myself these questions. Okay, you're doing a fake positive smile again. How can you create change within yourself? And those are those processes. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound on SoundCloud. And thank you, Life 101, all about personal growth. How to create clear clarity within your life. One step forward. And never one step backwards. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back to the recap. Let's do a short little recap. Let's see what that topic. I am loved no matter what. I am loved no matter what. Key number one thing is ask yourself your successes. Number two, ask yourself, why do you love yourself? What's so important about yourself? So writing these down and breaking them into segments of your years. And think of anything. It could be, I got a hit in baseball, or I got riding my bicycle for the first time, or entering college, or getting an A, or whatever it may be in your life, going back in the past. So remember, everybody lived the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.